Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Hagman in the Steelers locker room yesterday, talking with a guy who, to be quite honest, needs to step up and contribute and needs to start to step up and contribute, well, now.
So did anything growing up on the farm prepare you for having to sit out the game the other night?
I guess it kind of could. You know, you get out there and you work hard planting cotton and it doesn't grow. You know, and it just feels like all the hard work you put in didn't help. But, you know, at this point, you know, it just kind of gives you that drive to keep going and just overcome this situation. And, you know, I got great teammates around here that's been helping me get through this. And, you know, I appreciate everything.
I know you mentioned that last week to us, how the support you had from mm-hmm. the receiving group. And I know Coach Tomlin yesterday, no way did he write you off.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say, you know, no one's given up on me, and, you know, I for sure haven't given up on myself. So, you know, just got to just show up and just do what I can do to help this team get a victory.
What do you think you got to do to get back to the level that you're accustomed to playing?
Just do my job, you know. Don't do anything else. Ben tells us every week to just, you know, just do your job and nothing more, and everything will be all right.
Are you a student of the game to the point that you study yourself on film and watch what you can get better at?
Oh, for sure. You know, I come in, I watch film with the coaches, and they help me out. They coach me up and correct me on mistakes that I may have made in practice, and we learn from there.
At this point of the season, what do you feel you need to address? Is it route running? Is it more just concentration on the ball?
You know, it just... Just overcoming the situations that are, you know, that are in my face right now. That's kind of the biggest thing for me. But, you know, it's going good.
Steelers receiver James Washington benched this past week against the Chargers, Colin. They need him to step up against the Raiders.
Yeah, let's
Oakland.
Have a chat about him next. I think we should. Our fans, is this the ultimate, like, get on the bus or it's going to drive past you guy? Or is there a waiting on James Washington? Because I think that... It's pretty early to have a crossroad in his career, but I think he might have one.
It's tough, to be honest. You're a young guy. You come in. There's pedigree. You're expected to do something right away. You don't do it right away. And then your coach puts you in the doghouse. Maybe you get traded to Anaheim and score a goal on your second shift. Or maybe you go diving for a ball you shouldn't dive for down the sideline. Ben Roethlisberger, though, says, as far as James Washington goes, they're cool.
James Washington, it was nothing more than me challenging him to be ready to go, and him and I had a great week of practice. Him and I had a great talk Saturday morning after the week, and there was no hard feelings at all, which I didn't think there would be.
That's Ben Tuesday morning right here on 93.7 The Fan with Cook and Joe, and the question for Ben would be, does he still have confidence in James Washington? The question for fans would be, is now the time for James Washington to prove any confidence that's left in him? You've got injuries mounting on the offensive side of the ball, and look, to be honest, the standard right now is Juju, who came in last year as a second-round pick.
So exactly. Juju Smith-Schuster is so much ahead of the curve in terms mm-hmm. of the development of a young receiver that it's a good and a bad thing for James Washington. What it does for James Washington is it allows him another young receiver that he looks at and says, wow, I can get on top of the game pretty quickly if I work hard, if I let my skills take over, and if I do the things that I'm supposed to do. That's the good part, that James Washington sees 19 right there in that same locker room and essentially a contemporary but a role model. The bad part is, from the fan perspective, you look at Juju Smith-Schuster and his meteoric rise to mm-hmm. he's a number one receiver in the NFL.
Absolutely.
He really is. He just happens to play on a team with Antonio Brown, and you say, well, wait a minute. Here's a guy that he drafted essentially about in the same spot there. You know, a guy that's a pretty high draft pick in James Washington. Why can't James Washington not – and forget about producing the way that Juju Smith-Schuster does. He can't even get on the field. He's a healthy scratch. Why can't he contribute in the offense? The Steelers are longing for that third receiver, or at least have been, since Martavis Bryant left town. You want a guy to really help you out. And then it's accentuated by the fact that in a loss, he drops a big ball. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big play that you can circle and point to and say, that really aided in the loss. So that's where James Washington, already in his career, just, you know, 13 games in or whatever, is at an enormous crossroad. I don't know what the guy's going to be in 2 years from now. I don't know if he's going to be a guy that they're pumping the football to, or a guy that is a Marcus Wheaton type guy that's playing his way out of town. It's really imperative that these last couple games, if he's given a helmet, and he probably will be now that Justin Hunter's hurt,
yeah,
that he gets it together and he makes the plays he's supposed to. He doesn't need to have 8 catches. He doesn't have to go out. But whenever they throw him the football, he needs to catch it. That's where he is.
They need to get him. And look, you're at the point in the season where you can't devise game plans or think about what you're going to do in order to get a rookie wide receiver involved. It just has to happen organically. But he's at the point where he needs to just catch like a little 7-yard slant and break a tackle, turn it into a 15-yard gain, and go from there. And then the next opportunity, they fire one to you, get your hands up, make the catch, break a tackle, make something happen. Because he's a big physical guy.
And
he
a very good route runner. I think that he's just not trusting himself and his skills. There's sometimes Ben says things, and it goes in one ear of mine and out the other, and I'm like, okay, Ben. And he's just saying it to... just to say it. Or, you know, I think every single thing that Ben Roethlisberger says is calculated by Ben. Like, he knows, and it has an intended outcome with the fan base. But when he said that James Washington isn't trusting himself, and that's why he dove for that ball, and he's not trusting his skills, I think that's spot on by Ben.
Well,
and he runs really good routes. The guy had to do something to get open like that.
And I think part of the problem is, judging by the story that Ed wrote today, it sounds like James Washington came in here, and he's used to being the number one guy, right? Mm-hmm. He's the number one guy at a Big 12 school, getting the ball pumped to him all the time. He comes here, and he's down the line.
Maybe.
He's behind AB. He's behind Juju. Oh, no. He's not getting as many balls during practice, and now...
I just figured something out.
What?
Maybe you're on to something. Do you think Ben is not throwing it just right to James Washington because it's Mason Rudolph's guy?
No.
Do you think a Yinzer will say that to someone at a bar stool somewhere in Western Pennsylvania?
You know why he ain't throwing it to
him. You know why? Do you know why?
Because if James Washington has a big game,
see, I think it'd be the other way around. It'd be the other way around. See, he doesn't need. I mean, he made Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph didn't make him.
Right.
So that's what I think it would be the other way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.